Good morning, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I feel weird. It's kind of hard to describe. I just feel weird. Like a month or so ago, I said that I felt vulnerable. I was probably overstating it. I definitely was being dramatic and overstating it in the moment. And then it came to, you know, a few weeks later, up till this week and yesterday, comes back to, I feel threatened. Number one, I don't know, I'm used to feeling threatened, even when I'm in threatening situations. It's not that I feel attacked. It's not that I feel anything or somebody's out to get me or just something in peril that I need to worry about. Yesterday, doing things, a lot of things were difficult that are usually easy for me. I've been sleeping a lot. And, well, the last 3-4 days, I've been sleeping a lot. Well, not a lot, but, you know, I've been working and everything. But I'm going to bed like at 10 p.m. and sleeping all night. But I'm usually going to bed at 1:30, 2 o'clock. My eating is controlled. So, that part is good. I had a rather food party-ish weekend with the Cheesecake Factory. So I actually had food with salt in it. I was killing the bread, even though I could only got one molar. I got gumbo. And then I took the gumbo home, put it in the food chopper. Love my food chopper. This food chopper is a thing. I'm thinking even if once I get my teeth, I might food chop every now and then. My weight is down. Today I woke up at 197. And that was after yesterday of some heavier and more than usual eating for a work day. Brownies. You know what I did? I make brownies, right? So when I make brownies, whatever reason, some of them come out right, and some of them, depending on how they spread across the cookie sheet, come out dry and almost like a cracker, you know, crisp. So what I did was I took all of that part. It wasn't quite burned, but they were, you know, like dried out. And not like fluffy, like the part I like. I took all of them. I put a strainer, one of those metal strainers that you use for steaming. I put some water in a pot. I put one of those metal strainers that you use for steaming. I set that in there and I set the cookies on top of it. Then I put a plate on top of it. I covered it. About an hour and a half. Things was nice and moist. I was like, Jeffrey, you a genius. So I ate a bunch of them and some leftover marshmallows I had. So, you know, I went in and then I was like in bed at 10 o'clock. And I slept. I think I slept till maybe like 4 or something. And woke up, scrolled a little bit on the phone and went back to sleep. You know, I was, you know, waking up and going back to sleep, waking up and going back to sleep. But I was good till like 8:30. Maybe it's the weather. It's not quite sunny out here. It's not quite rainy or overcast either. The scab on my lip had grown to epic proportions until the point it fell off. Well, half of it fell off. Half of the scab fell off the top part. But what it did was, it released some pressure and exposed, well, it released some pressure that was on my lip, which made it feel better. And it exposed that I still had stitches. And you can see where the stitches were actually had sewn my lip back together. Because I got an appointment to go to the doctor just to have it checked out on Friday. But, you know, maybe it's just still healing. This was an indication that it's really just still healing. Because after that part kind of broke off and I kind of peeled it off, because I really hadn't been messing with it. I mean, I was letting it build up. You know, I'm a scab picker, always been. I used to get mosquito bites when I was younger, little. Picking scabs was one of my favorite things to do. So, you know, that was kind of exciting or rewarding or made me feel better. You know, to see the lip, and I actually saw where the lip was sewn together. And looks like the actual, you know, sutures are still in there. The doctor said, who did it, he said they'll dissolve, you know, when they're ready. So, you know, I saw those in there. And then it, the bottom part still had a big chunk of a scab on it. I didn't mess with that part. So that made me feel better. And I thought, and I felt and thought that I was talking better. Able to enunciate a little better. That's how big the scab was and how much it was caked on and holding my lip. And it was pain. Like if I moved a certain way, then once that was gone, it was less, I guess, stress on certain parts of my lip. But anyway, I was able to talk a little better, enunciate. I was saying words and playing, so. My lip was still tore up, though. Front teeth feeling better. But that molar, my single molar in the back, where I do all my chewing, is getting tired. I gotta ease up on that. But, I don't know, I'm used to feeling on top of things. I'm used to feeling like 1,000. I'm used to, ooh, what day is it? Well, not so much lately. You know, I used to be, ooh, what day is it? Ooh, it's today. Ooh, yeah. Wake up, you know, ready to go, ready to do this. And I was getting some of that back after, you know, my passing out and making that change in my habits, losing weight, feeling good. Like I said, my weight, I'm down 10 pounds from my previous eating habits. And I feel like I'm eating, I'm definitely getting satisfied. I'm not starving myself. But the weight is staying down. And I've been out here walking. Haven't missed too many days. And, you know, things are just going pretty good. At work, I really feel vulnerable. Not vulnerable, but apprehensive. I feel like, you know, I don't have that confidence. I don't have that, what you want? What can I do for you confidence? You know, it's more like, Jeffrey, no, I ain't gonna overdo it, but I'm just not used to being this person. I'm sure it'll pass. I don't think I remember feeling like this, at least not in a long time. Even when I knew I was doing something wrong, I never felt like this. But now that I'm kind of doing everything right and feeling like this, I was actually thinking too, what if this is something that onsets as you get older? It would fit in to a lot of situations and scenarios I see with people. As you naturally hit a certain age, your brain tricks or triggers and you go into just being more paranoid and more apprehensive and more sensitive to things. I think I've seen that in a few people. And it may be that no matter how much you did or how confident you are or wherever you've been or this or that, it may just happen to some people to where you can't avoid it. Or it could just be something temporary. Because like I said, I feel good. Things are going good. I feel good, but I don't feel gooder. I feel goodish. I definitely don't feel gooder. I'm getting things done. Working with the Jeffrey TV legacy, still building it. Getting tools, ordering stuff. Went through my clothes, separated all the large clothes that I don't wear anymore, or shouldn't wear anymore, or don't want to wear anymore. Dropped a big bag off of Goodwill. Ordered some medium stuff to fit. You know, just doing life maintenance and enjoying it. Last couple weekend, I really didn't do nothing but just basic chores, and it was so pleasurable. I feel gooder then. I feel gooder, you know, so I don't know, we'll see. Could be the weather, even though it looked like it's sunny out here. It's kind of not. I mean, it is compared to not to being cloudy, but I don't know. Commentary, even, you know, early, a few times the last couple weeks or month or so, I've engaged in social, political discussions, putting stuff out there that might incite feedback in subjects and areas that I was kind of staying away from. So I was definitely feeling good, or I don't know. I'm just talking. Things are good. It's like, maybe I'm just like blah, blah. And maybe that's a good thing. And I hope that I don't sound like I'm complaining about it. Because as is my way, I'm enjoying experiencing life from a different perspective, from this perspective. There may be some things that I don't see when I'm gooder and flying high and, you know, zooming through life. Maybe this is giving me some time to step back and take a look at things and appreciate being able to maybe better evaluate things at this lower vibration. That's it, my vibration is low. I'm taking my vitamins, I'm eating. Maybe I need more vegetables. Yeah, maybe I better make some vegetables today. Put some vegetables in there. In the food chopper. Anyhow. I mean, NBA basketball. Steelers draft is coming up. P-Funk shows. I got front row tickets for Cleveland. Ticket in the pit for general admission for Pittsburgh. Blah, 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 blah. It's April. May, June. I think I got PTO, so I should be good. Should I need to go somewhere do something? P-Funk doesn't look to be playing Europe this year. They're playing Tokyo, Japan. I don't want to say been there, done that, but, you know, Tokyo's cool. But it's not my kind of cool, or doesn't pique my interest like European countries do. So, I don't know. Swing on y'all through town. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.